Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Val's Corner. I'm your host, Valerie Broplay, and you're having Corner Conversations with Val. So, I don't know why I just got this intrusive thought in my head, but whenever I do my intro, I always switch my voice to my work voice, where it sounds so proper and precise. And I was thinking, I wonder how smoothly this episode would go if I had my work voice. Because in my work voice, I don't make errors. Like, I don't stutter. My words are good. So I wonder how, like, smoothly this episode would go if I talked to my work voice. But again, that won't be me. That won't be genuine. Like, it won't be Val's Corner if I'm, like, not talking and making mistakes, you know. They'll be like, what happened to her? I'm like, you know, I changed my voice. No, let me stop. Let's get to this episode. but it's kind of on brand of what this episode is. You can tell by the title. We're talking about perfection and why do I feel like I need it in order to be a Christian or in order to be used by God? And this is something, this is not a topic I've learned from. It's a topic where I'm currently going through it. So whenever I do these episodes, I don't like to do it because it's like I'm currently in it and I'm learning as I go. So whenever I have to do episodes like this, it's like, but they're a good episode because it shows where I am currently. It's not like I've gotten through it. Because previous episode, all the things I usually talked about was things that I've gone through and learned from. But this is something I'm currently working through and learning things. So it's like, this is more of a learning episode for all of us, including myself. So, but yeah, this is something I've recently caught myself struggling with. And I'm learning to get to the root of it. Because before I even got saved, it wasn't something I cared about or strive for realistically. If I'm being honest, it's like it was a more of a I don't care kind of type time I was on, where it's like it didn't matter what I didn't care what other people was thinking. I didn't care how I was saying these things. I had a spirit of not caring, so like being perfect wasn't a thought. It wasn't something I strive for. I didn't strive for perfection. My grades was never perfect. I never tried to be a straight A student. Like, if I got a B, we good. So like when this became something I started struggling with in my faith, it's like, where does this come from? Because if I'm being honest, growing up, being perfect wasn't something my grandma put on me, but also it was also like, it was expected, like being African and stuff like that. They had a list of things you couldn't do. Don't drink and no smoking, don't get pregnant and be a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer. Those are three options, and those things you need to be on your A game. So it was always the expectation, but it was never put on me to like, you have to be perfect. Like, if I got a B on my report card, my grandma wasn't telling me you're worthless. Like, she wasn't telling me things like that. Like, she wasn't harsh. Like, you got a B, you'll get ice cream, but you could be better. C plus and C's were the struggle were, but it was never something that I always needed to be. So like, when I started struggling with it as a Christian, I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, why do I feel like I need to be perfect in order for God to use me? Why do I feel like I need perfect to be anything? So the more I dig deep and things like that, it's starting to come to itself. But I was studying on it because God never calls us to be perfect. We're not perfect beings. That's the whole reason Jesus died for it, because we weren't perfect, because we were sinners. Like, we are always like constantly sinning. So it's like, I know I'm not perfect. It's not like I know I'm perfect. I love blah, 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 whatever. It's not like a cockiness where I know I'm perfect, but no, it's a, I need to be perfect in order to be used. That's where it is at. That's where it's coming from. It's not like a cocky spirit or anything. It's like more of a, I'm hard on myself and I put so much pressure on myself to be perfect that it's actually hindering me rather than helping me. Because now it's like, it's kind of crazy. This word has been used so much this past season, where it's like, I've been reminded to give myself grace. It's like, Valerie, give yourself grace. But if I'm being honest, I don't know how to. I can give other people grace. Like people miss, like people make mistakes. People are not perfect. Someone messes up. I'll give it to them. But for me, it's like, I feel like I don't deserve to be given grace. If that makes sense. Like I can ask other people to give me grace, other people to be kind and be patient with me. I heard my words. Yes, I heard it. But I don't expect the same thing for myself. If I mess up, I'm going to be hard on myself. Like you knew better. You need to be better. You need to do da da da. Where it's like, it's keeping me bound, if I'm being honest. So I started studying more, like, where is this coming from? Is this a spirit? Is this demonic? Like, what is this? So in my studying, I got the word. I look up the definition, like, what does it mean to be perfect? And the definition, I'm not going to say the word, what is said in Greek. It looks funny. Just look it up on Google. But it says the Greek word translated as perfect can also mean complete, mature, or whole. And it says it's not about reaching a state of absolute flawlessness. Flawlessness. That's the word. But rather about becoming increasingly like Christ in character and righteousness. Oh, I said that word right. Yeah. I'm sorry, I got excited because I never used to say it right. I got too excited. Watch me mess up. But yes, it's not about being perfect, but it's saying, but rather to be Christ-like. Yes. Ooh, I hit that thing. I'm sorry. But yes, God, Christ was perfect. Jesus was perfect. He had no flaws. He never sinned. But it's not saying we have to be perfect, but we need to have the characteristics of Jesus, the kindness, the pure of heart, the showing love in spite of turning the other cheek, literally someone smack you. So it's like, the more I like read this, the more I, like it gets broken down. It's because you're going to hear scriptures that say where it's telling you to be perfect, but it's not in the sense of being this person without flaw, person without sin. And for some reason, I expect myself to be that, which is wild. I sin literally every day without even knowing it. So it's like, Val, be realistic. But it's like, also it's like, when it comes to being a Christian, I feel like in order to move forward in anything, you need to be without flaw. In order to be in leadership, in order for people to watch you, in order for people to listen to you, like you need to be without flaw. Like you need to be good all the time. So whenever I would mess up or like have a season where I'm falling or I'm in a pit or whatever, that's one of the reasons why I never come on here. One, that's something I'm going to keep doing. I don't want to come out here when I'm in a pit or like in a sunken place like this. I'm not myself. But at the same time, it's like whenever I go through like a hard season, I don't feel qualified enough to speak to you guys because like I don't have it all together. I'm not on one accord with God. I'm struggling. So I don't feel qualified enough to speak on this podcast. So during those times when you see me not recording, it's because I'm struggling my faith. But like when I was studying things, God revealed to me, that's the opposite. Those are the times when I should speak up. So whenever I like talk about things, topics that I'm currently going through, I was like, God, like, what do I have to say to these people? Like, I haven't learned anything, but I'm currently going through where I'm currently learning. But he's like, those are the things people need to hear, that you are struggling, but this is how I'm helping you through these things. So it's like, whoa. But it's something I'm trying to navigate towards, because the word perfect, it means to be complete, mature, or whole. So hearing, changing the vocabulary, not change the vocabulary, but changing the way I see the word, it's going to help me. It's not going to, it started helping me, because when I was studying, it's like being mature in my faith. It's like, it's also recognizing I do have flaws and I'm going to stumble. It doesn't mean I am perfect all the time. Because you can still be doing what you're supposed to do, like reading your Bible, praying, writing, all that stuff, and still be struggling. And that's something I'm starting to wrap my head around, because it's like, for some reason, I had this mindset where it's like, if I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, I can't struggle. I can't have issues. I can't have flaw. Because if I'm reading my Bible, there are things in my Bible that tells you not to do that. But within reading your Bible, it's also revealing things to you that you need to work on. Because the Bible says we're never going to be full, like perfect, until we get into heaven, until we die and we go to meet Jesus, if that's in our calling. But so it's like on earth here, we're going to struggle. That's why we need God constantly. Because if I was so-called perfect all the time, why would I need God? Why would I need anyone? But because I'm imperfect, it's why I need Jesus. And that's why I need God in every day of my life until I die. So it's like, I'm starting to I call it reprogramming. Like not changing who I am, but reprogramming how I see this thing. Because I really don't. It's really bad how much I don't give myself grace or show myself that niceness or kindness. And I'm very affectionate to everybody, but I was saying bad things about myself. And it's not healthy. And it's something I'm trying to really work on, because I know I did a couple episodes about affirmation and things like that. But like, I seriously need help with affirmation. It's kind of sad. It's like, but it's something I always have to remind myself. It's like, okay, you made a mistake. Don't beat yourself up. Oh, you're a failure. You're nothing. You're worthless because you made a mistake. Like, I shouldn't be saying those things to myself. Because then if other people say that to me, then it's like, it gives them, like, not gives people room, but it gives them a reason to say it to me. Like, if someone calls me worthless or things, like, I'm going to believe it because I already said it to myself. But if I'm changing the way I see things or the mistakes and things like that, if someone were to say it to me, I won't be so quick to believe it because I know what I am. I know the words I've spoken over myself, if that makes sense. So, I saw this on, you can look it up. You can look things up. Because so when I'm going through things, I'm also learning and teaching. And there was a saying where it says God perfection. It's like the Bible portrays God as perfectly just, holy, and righteous. His ways, words, and action are considered perfect and flawless. God's perfection is a standard for us to strive towards. So yes, we're called to be Christ-like, but we're not called to be perfect. Granted, Christ was without sin, but we are sinners. That's why we need Christ. That's why we need to call on God all the time. We're not, like, it's something we should strive towards, not being perfect, but being mature in our faith, being filled with holiness and things like that, and filled with love, where we're we're positive on ourselves, and we can be positive unto other people. So it's like when I really just think the worst thing. And before this, that's kind of my confirmation to do this episode as well. Because even in my personal, not even just faith life, even in my personal life, we do this self-evaluation thing at work, and we had to evaluate ourselves. And my supervisor literally had to send it back to me. She's like, Valerie, you need to be kinder to yourself. You need to show yourself kindness. She didn't say the word grace, but she said you need to be nicer to yourself and be more kind, because it's like you took being honest about what you do at the job, but you took it as like a bad thing. Like, I kept putting myself down, giving myself low scores. So you're like, remember, you've done good. Like, she also pointed out to me all the struggles I faced when I first started the job. But she's like, you've been doing the job. Like, I've been working with my supervisor one-on-one, like, to fix things and things like that, about my time management. Like, she's been helping me. Like, she's really good supervisor. If you're watching this, hi, Rachel. But so it's like, I had to be reminded to be kind to myself, even in my self-evaluation. And it's like, I don't recognize myself for the work I do or things I do or effort I put in. I just see it's something I have to do. It was required of me. So what do I expect? Like, what am I praising myself for? It's the expectation. But realistically, it's not. And I sometimes tend to go above what is expected of me. So I need to also recognize the extra work I put in instead of like seeing it as a requirement or whatever it is. So it's like, even in that, like, I'm not just nice, or I have to be perfect just in my faith walk. It's somehow migrated into my personal life, even with relationships. I always felt like in order to be in a relationship, granted, you have to be 100%, like, you have to be whole before you can be in a relationship. You don't want to be, but like, within that, that don't mean I have to be perfect in order to be in a relationship with a man, or yes, a man, in a relationship. So like, I always saw that as like a negative thing. Like, I can't date, I can't do anything because I'm still struggling, I'm still falling. So it's like, no, you're gonna fall. You're gonna fall for the rest of your life. It's how you get back up within that. Speaking of previous episode, but it's like that whole perfect idea. I needed to be perfect before I can be in a relationship. I needed to, I need to be perfect before I can even do a podcast. Why? Like, why do I have this narrative in my head? Like, no one in the Bible was perfect when they did anything besides Jesus and Mary, because she was born without sin. But everyone else that was called to leadership, were called to be prophets, kings, they weren't perfect. They were very flawed. They were very, very, very flawed human beings. But God still used them. So why do I feel like God can't use me because I'm flawed, or because as there's still things I'm figuring out about myself, things I'm still learning? You know, so something I'm working on. I'm not there yet. I haven't given myself grace. We're working on it. Like, I'm starting to be nicer to myself. If I don't do something the way it's supposed to be done, I'm like, okay, just do better next time. Don't call yourself a failure. One thing, the one word I tend to use to myself is failure, or see myself as a mistake, or whatever it is. But like, it's mostly failure when I say things like, you're a failure, you're a failure, you're a failure. Like, I'm going to believe it at one point. Like, geez, stop saying that to yourself. So I'm starting to be kinder to myself in that. Instead of thinking I need to be perfect, I'm thinking I need to be mature. So speaking of maturity, I've come to realize something about myself. But it's not like I don't like confrontation, but I don't like confrontation when I'm being corrected. So in other words, I don't like being corrected. But in a sense where whenever, because being corrected, it's not nice. It's not going to be pretty. It's never going to be, you know. But whenever I'm being corrected, in a sense, I saw it has a negative thing on my character, because it's proving this notion that I am not perfect. So whenever I'm being corrected by anyone, it's like, I always go on the defensive mode in a sense, because I'm like, they're seeing me as not this perfect person. Oh my gosh, I'm doomed. Oh, like, I'm horrible because I'm being corrected of something. So it's like, granted, I know it's this whole concept, it's so mind like blowing to me, because it's like, I know I'm not perfect, but I want to be perfect. So it's like, whenever I get corrected or something about my character or things I need to work on, it's affirming this negative thought I have about myself. So it's like, whenever someone's telling you need to fix this, it's like, okay, they see this as negative, like, I'm a terrible person. I did this badly. I should have known better. And now I'm stuck. So instead of it seeing like something as an improvement right away, I go on in defense. I'm like, no, knowing I'm not perfect, if that makes sense. So it's like, whenever I would get corrected, I will feel a sense of panic, because it's like, ooh, what are they going to pick apart now? What are they going to say to me? Like, what is it I need to fix? Like, I already know I'm this and this and that. What else? It's like affirming this negative thought I already have about myself, but really it's just to make me better. But I see it as a negative thing, something I'm working on. And God has shown me, like, it's because sometimes it's like, I always ask God to reveal things to me that are in my, like, things that don't belong in my heart. It's a prayer I've been praying. I still don't know why I'm praying it. It always happens. Again, be careful what you pray for. It's never how it's supposed. I always expect, like, when I pray, God, review the ugliness of my heart, review the things, the negative things that don't belong there. Do this. I always expect him to audibly be like, Valerie, you're broken, or this and this. I always expect him to do it. So whenever it's coming from other people, grant, I'm reminded of the prayer I'm praying, to reveal things of my heart that is not of you. So being corrected is that, is affirming that prayer, because it's people telling me these are things you need to work on, because many times I don't see it. Well, I see myself, I see negativity all the time. So sometimes I don't pinpoint my exact issue in the moment, because I just see my whole self as negative or flawed, whatever it may be. So that's why I feel like a part of me always pray that prayer, so it could be revealed to me. So, because since I already see myself in this negative light, if God reveals, like, okay, this is the area you need to work on, blah, blah, blah. So it helps me in that sense to, like, work on one thing at a time. Just, I don't know. My brain is weird, guys. But yeah, I saw correction as a bad thing. I always go on the defense side, because it's just affirming what I'm thinking about myself rather than it being an improvement of my, or a prayer that I pray. But yes, moving forward, it says, our striving for perfection. Jesus said, be perfect as Heavenly Father is perfect. It says, this verse is often interpreted as an invitation to strive for holiness and righteousness, not perfection in the sense of never making mistakes. So I think I had read this one time where it's like, be perfect as Heavenly Father is perfect. I thought it was telling us we have to be perfect, but really it's not saying to be holiness. Have that sense of what I said earlier about having a holiness, that love like God, like Christ did, like having that, that being accept, like not being accepted, but like being able to accept other people like Christ accepted everyone, no matter their issues, no matter their struggles, no matter their sin. And God loved everyone equally. Christ loved everyone while he was on earth equally. He didn't see anyone's mistakes, anyone's sin as who they were. Like the lady at the well, he didn't see her issues or her promiscuous behavior, her having multiple husbands. He didn't decide that's who she was. He still loved her in spite of her sins. So it's like, why do I have this need to be, like, where is this, like, coming from? And it's just, it's kind of frustrating me sometimes because it's like, I read the Bible and I hear all these stories about people who are imperfect. So why do I feel this need that God can't use me if I'm not perfect or if I'm not struggling? Like, I know I know I'm not perfect and I know God don't expect us to be perfect. It's like he leaves the 99 for that one broken person, that one person who is sinning, that one person who is struggling. Like, God don't want perfect Christian, because then it's like, how else can he show his faithfulness? How else can he show his holiness if we're all perfect and doing what we're supposed to do? So in this season, like, I'm learning to love myself, actually, if I'm being frank. I'm learning to love myself in spite of my mistakes, in spite of the things I still need to fix about myself, because I am a work in progress. I'm going to keep working on myself forever, because in each season of our life, even with age, when you're growing up, the things you used to do when you were younger, it's not what you do now. I'm 25. So the things I was doing at 10 or 50, even things I was doing at 20 during COVID, I'm not the same person I was when I was 20 years old. I'm not the same person I was when I was 21 years old. I've learned something within each age or within each season of my life. So it's like, why do I think I'm not going to make a mistake? Or why do I put myself down when I make this mistake? Why I'm not perfect? Because each season looks different. Like, you could be a whole different person than you were a month ago. Because God is going to continue moving in us. God is continuing to move in me. Like, the person I was last week, beaten down, felt broken, felt defeated, I'm not that same person this week. So it's like, why do I always put myself down and do that negative thought? I do more negative I do more negative thoughts and speech than I do positive, where I'm thinking positive thoughts or things like that. Even with, like, the car accident thing, like, I imagine myself getting the worst possible car accident. And I really rebuke on repeat, because it was really bad when I first started driving. Like, when I tell you, I was imagining the worst, where now it's like, if I get a thought, I have 3 seconds to rebuke it. And within those 3 seconds, I rebuke it because I should not be thinking that while driving. I think that's what's my fear of it. My anxiety with driving came from as well, because it was bad. Like, it was really bad. So now it's like, if I can rebuke those negative thoughts about me while driving, why can I do that when a negative thought about myself comes about? You know, so it's a work in progress, guys. I am working on also giving myself grace. That's a big word. And that's a word that has been spoken to me in the last 2 months about giving yourself grace. Valerie, give yourself grace. You're too hard on yourself. You put too much pressure. And then you get overwhelmed. And then you're stressed. And you're, it's like a weird cycle. Whereas I was like, if I'm being honest, I know how to give other people grace, but I don't know how to give myself grace. Because I feel like, because of everything God has done in my life, I shouldn't mess up. Like, I shouldn't mess up because of everything he's done and he's still doing in my life. Everything God has brought me through, I feel like I shouldn't be making mistakes, or I shouldn't be struggling. I shouldn't go through season where I feel lost because of everything God has brought me through, depression, anxiety, saving me from dying, the suicide attempt. So it's like, I feel like God has done so much in my life within these just 25 years that I feel like I shouldn't be messing up. Because like God saved you from so much. So why are you here messing up? And also I have the notion where it's like, I have all these people in my life, these amazing leaders and things like that, and also my church is like all these amazing, like these powerful words that are spoken, sermons and things like that. So it's like, why am I messing up? Why am I struggling? You have all these resources at your hand. So why are you like, I don't know. It's this weird mindset I have that I have to break on a constantly. Like I have to break it actively every single day where it's like, you can have all these great resources. Yes, it's great to have them, but you can still, because again, it's also a personal walk with Christ. Like this relationship, because at the end of the day, when judgment day comes, I'm going to be judged. Me, not the people around me. It's going to be, what did you do? You did this. I'm the one going to be judged. So it's like, yes, it's great that I have all these resources that I can go to. There's amazing teachings and sermon, but at the same time, it's like, it's for me to rely on those seasons that I am struggling, on those seasons where I feel down, where it's like, or something I need to like, what's the word? Not fix, but like fix. Some things like I can rely on to fix the issues that I'm working on. So it's like, I should see it as a positive thing. Yes, you have all these resources. You have a mentor, you have friends. You have all these things that you can go to. Well, not things, people you can go to or teachings you can rely on in these times of struggle. So it's like, I shouldn't see it as a bad thing because I have all these people and things in my life where I feel like I shouldn't mess up. It's like, no, you will mess up. But now you have the resources to help you when you mess up. Wow. I think I just did that. Yeah, that was on the spot. That was not in the notes. That was on the spot. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And there are so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about it. So it's like, it's more about spiritual growth and maturity. If you get anything out of this episode about being perfect or whatever, it's more about spiritual growth and maturity that God sees. He doesn't want you to be perfect. Shoot, he does not want me to be perfect. And I'm not perfect. It's like, I'm not perfect. And instead of striving for perfection, I should be striving for God's best. So in the season that I'm currently in, I'm not striving for perfection. I'm striving for God's best. If I know within myself that I did the best that I can, that I could do, then I did the best that I could. If I put effort into it, time, then I did good. Like if I took the time out to do something that I'm not required to do or it wasn't expected of me, or that's a good thing. Granted, it's going to be having to be tweaks and stuff or whatever it is, but it's like, no, you did it. You did it within your heart because, you know, it's all about the heart posture, where your heart is and things like that. So it's like, if within your heart and you, again, I know the heart is deceiving, but if we're being honest, if in your heart of heart and you know you did the best you could with God on your side and it was God's best, that should be good enough. That should be good enough because as I've been reminded over and over, respectfully, I'm not on this earth for myself. I'm here for God. So it's like everything I need to be doing is for God, not other people, because that sense of perfection also comes from people pleasing, where it's like I'm trying to be perfect for people to see me as perfect, for people to see me as this one thing, when really it should only matter how God sees me. So it's crazy how now I'm relying back on all these other previous episodes that I've done about the people pleasing, affirmation, things like that. It's like, it's an ongoing series in my life. It's not just one season. No, it's a series of seasons. Within each season, I have to be reminded of these things. It's not something, yes, I spoke about it, I think I'm healed from it. No, it's something that I need to be aware of and constantly working on. Like people pleasing, because people pleasing is a huge thing that felt like the need I needed to be perfect for other people, when even those people don't even want me to be perfect. They don't see me as perfect. So it's like, why am I trying to be perfect for people when they know I'm not perfect? They don't expect me to be perfect. But it's like, it's also that pressure of people watching you. Even as a Christian, people are waiting for you to mess up. And that notion of people waiting for you to mess up. So when you do mess up, it's like, oop, you're done. I shouldn't let that, keep me away from making mistakes. Because it's inevitable. I'm going to make mistakes. I shouldn't be perfect. And it's something I have to keep repeating to myself, that I'm not here for other people. I'm here to please God. And whatever I do, if God sees it as acceptable, if God loves it and he still loves me, that should be enough, respectfully. Like, I can't keep trying to live for other people and other people's expectation of me, because it's actually hindering my spiritual growth. It's actually hindering my maturity in the faith, where I feel like there's no room for mistakes. When that's not the case, there should be room always for you to make mistakes, because that's how you grow. How are you supposed to grow if you can't make mistakes? You can grow other aspects, but many times we grow from our mistakes. So many, it goes to the saying, you don't have to go through something to like learn from it, but at the same time, going through something makes you learn more. That makes sense. So yes. I have so many notes on here, and I think I just went off topic, not off topic, but went without using my notes as much. But I want to say this. Perfection in the Bible often means maturity, completeness, and wholeness. Christians are not expected to be sinless, but are called to grow more like Christ. Through Christ's sacrifice, we are made perfect in position before God, even as we are being perfected in practice. I had to read that so many times. I'm not going to lie to you, because I'm like, whoa, that's a mouthful. Through Christ's sacrifice, him dying on the cross, we are made perfect in position before God. So Jesus died so we can be able to be judged by God, in a sense. So we're in position to be perfect, but we're not perfect. And within that is when we lean on God. That's what I got from that. But if someone else can interpret that another way, I'm here. Because from what I heard of that, it's just, that's what I got from that interpretation. But if you get another one, please comment below. So it's something I'm currently working on. I'm learning to love myself, give myself grace, learn that there's no such thing as perfection. We can only strive for the best, and that's God's best. Learning to be kinder to myself, learn some kind words, do my affirmation every day, and just don't be held in bondage by my mind. Like, my mind is so... I always say my mind is my biggest like blessing and biggest weakness. So there's a lot in my mind, but not so many times it keeps me down, because there's so many negativity, but there's also creativity in there. That's where that's where God speaks sometimes. Granted, he speaks to the heart, but that's where he puts the ideas for these podcast episodes and things like that. So it's like, uses my mind as a gift, but also my mind can be a weakness and my own worst enemy, because these thoughts and seeds just come in here and it's like, no, you need to rebuke it and need to fight through it. So yes, guys, in this season, I'm striving for God's best, and I'm going to work on being kinder to myself, because even watching back some of these episodes, I'm hard on myself. I'm like, I don't like that. That could have been better. Nope, scratch that. I should delete it. Like, I'm very critical when I watch these episodes back. It's like, no, you should have said that better, Valerie. You could have. Granted, there are some things I could have said better, like wording-wise, like my English. But the material, it's good because it's not from me. It's like God. Like, so many times I don't want to do an episode because of, like, my own thoughts. It's like, no, you don't. You shouldn't say this. You shouldn't say that. But within these episodes, like, my mind sometimes is turned off where it's not even me anymore speaking, and it's sometimes it's just really just Holy Spirit speaking through me. Because at the time when I watch it back, I'm like, I said that? I don't even remember. Because many times when it says off, I don't even remember half the things I say. I promise you, it's weird. But yeah. So yeah, there's some scripture, Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained all of this, or have already achieved at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Paul is saying that he's not perfect yet, but he's pressing on towards it. James 1:4, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Spiritual maturity, not perfectness. Well, it says flawlessness, but the words is a little tongue twister. So there's so many scriptures. You can look it up in the, you can Google it, but you can type it. If you have the Bible app, just type in the word and it'll come up with scripture. So I need to remind myself these scriptures. I'm going to actually write them down on post-its and just put it all over my room, because that's the place I spend the most time. It's my room. I love my room. But yeah. So in the season, I am growing. I'm learning to have spiritual growth and maturity in Christ. And I'm reminding myself I will mess up. But it's what I do within that when I mess up. Do I just see the mistake and take it and call myself a failure and just leave it? Or do I see the mistake, hear the mistake, is aware of said things, and actually put work into making it better? So, and that's what I'm going to do. Option B is I'm going to love myself, love my flaws, but also straighten said flaws and be better and be everything God has called me to, because he's called me to so much. And me holding my, and me with these mindsets holding me back from achieving everything God has for it. So if I'm going to sit here and be honest, like, if I'm going to sit and just think I need to be perfect all the time, respectfully, there won't be a podcast, because I'm not going to have episode, because I'm like, oh, I need to be perfect in this season in order to speak to people, when that's not the case. I was a very flawed person when God told me to do this podcast, but I still did it. Again, obedience. But it's like moving forward, my seasons are where I'm struggling and relearning things about myself, I'm not going to see it as a hindrance, but I'm going to see it as a blessing, because that means God is still working on me. If he's able to reveal things to me, that means he hasn't left me. So I'm going to see it as a blessing, and I'm going to keep pushing through and studying for these episodes and talking about the things I'm struggling with, not after the fact, you know? And maybe after the fact, when I've learned more lessons, I can speak about it more and be like, hey, guys, this is what I did. But just more of a what I'm doing currently. So if anyone's struggling with perfection or whatever it is, seeing the need to be perfect or confrontation, whatever it is, see it as a good thing. And, well, the confrontation part, not the need to be perfect. No, the need to be perfect, scratch that. Throw that idea out the window and just know you're flawed. We're sinners, but God still loves us, and he's going to continue to work in us. And we should strive to have the characteristics of Christ, not be perfect like Christ, because there's only going to be one Jesus. But yes, I need to give myself grace, love myself, and realize Jesus died for me. And he died knowing I was going to be a sinner, knowing I'm going to make mistakes, knowing I'm going to fall flat on my face and I'm going to have to be corrected and things like that. But he still chose me, and he called me worthy, and he called me to do this podcast for a reason, because every episode I'm doing, I'm not perfect when I do these episodes. I'm not in a sense of perfection. I may be thriving in a season when I do these episodes, but he still used me within that. So it's like moving forward, even during my season where I'm struggling, things like that, if I'm being led to talk about it within that moment, I'm going to talk about it and I'm not going to stray away from it, because in a sense of not perfect, but it's more of a spiritual growth. And that's something I'm working on right now, seeing myself growing spiritually, not seeing my flaws as a bad thing. Granted, one shouldn't be capable of said flaws, but I should see it as something positive. Like, yes, I do have flaws, and God is working to renew me. So, yeah, I'm sorry this was like a long-winded episode. I'm still learning, and I'm still loving. So, reminder, love yourself, do your words of affirmation, and just know that no matter what season you're in, you're gonna grow from each season. And perfection should not be in our vocabulary, but being mature, having holiness in Christ should be our goal. So I hope this episode blessed you. If you have any questions, or if you are struggling and need someone to talk to, I'm here to talk to anyone. If you have questions, or you just want to have a conversation, you can comment down below on YouTube, or you can DM me on Val's Corner, the podcast. And I'm just here for anyone who wants to talk. And yeah, I love you guys. Thank you all so much for listening every single week. I hope this blesses you. Please seek God. He will help you. He's always there. He's always listening. And if you need, if you need encouragement to keep going, ask people in your life, like, hey, I need help right now. I'm struggling with this. Or search up what you're struggling with in the Bible, especially the Bible app. You search up a word, they'll have scripture, Bible plans, videos, and things like that to help you, which I love the Bible app. But that's the end. And I'll see you guys for the following episode. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I mean, excited. And if you need podcast needs, video needs, please hit up my producer, Vanessa Films, and she will be able to help you. You can use her. You cannot keep her. So, yes, please don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. And I'll see you guys next episode. Have a great one.